This recording is with permission from Scholastic Limited. Chapter 8. This can't be real. Spinning on my heel, I sprinted away faster than I'd ever run before. The wind whistled past my ears. The ground was air beneath my feet. On either side, the forest was a grey blur. I could just make out the path, but all the colour and depth had left with the sun. A skittering of the branches caught the corner of my eye. Keep running. Pain stabbed at my shoulder, making me cry out. I gasped at it and felt a small body squeezed under my fingers, fur and leathery wings, clawed wing hips, hooked deep into my skin. I slowed to a halt. A bat. To my surprise, it squeaked and vanished, and I was left holding empty air. I spun around looking for it, when sharp teeth knifed my arm, making me yelp. Another bat had secured itself, with claws that hooked and dug into my skin. My fingers fumbled. I managed to tear it from my arm as another bat flew into my hair and tangled itself up in the curls. Its teeth sank deep into my scalp and scraped against skull bone. I screamed at the lightning hot pain, even as the bat I captured disappeared from my grasp like smoke. This can't be real. I tore at another bat, yanking out chunks of my hair with it. The moon was hidden behind the trees. I'd lost the path. Panic seeped into my blood like poison. A swish and a swoop past my ear, then another stab of pain. I clawed at my neck where a bat had sunk its teeth in. I snatched away the leather wings, but more and more took its place. I grappled with the flapping, squeaking creatures. My stomach flipped as the warm body squeezed under my fingers, but their teeth wouldn't release their grip. They clamped on tight as a bird seed. I stumbled, falling with a thump that whooshed from the air in my lungs, my head hitting the ground with a crack against stone. The bolt of pain took my breath away. A tickle of wetness slipped down the side of my face. I curled up and tried to protect my neck, but the bats swarmed. Their quick claws latched on as they crawled like mice across my clothes, looking for exposed skin. This isn't real, I told myself, even as the spikes of pain contracted my muscles tight. I wasn't aware of the song until it seeped into my head, a humming that reverberated against my skull. The pain vanished, as if the song was balm. The song wrapped itself around me like a bandage secured too tight. Even without words, I knew the melody. I'd heard it in the night that our cottage had been surrounded by the sound of a baby crying. Badako's song. From my pocket, I fumbled Mama's stone into the palm of my hands and squeezed it with both hands tightly. Mama! I shouted with all my breath. A bleating call echoed my howl. I strained against the humming that filled every space in my head. I fought the buzzing blackness that fizzed at the edges of my sight as panic tightened the knots in my stomach. Then I heard it again, the bark of a goat. Tao! I screamed his name as loud as I could. There he was, tearing a track through the long grass, his white coat shining like a beacon in the darkness. Tao! I should have known that clever goat would have found a way to escape. I'm here, I gasped, almost weeping with relief. He slipped to a halt beside me and I clambered onto his broad back, wrapping my arms around his neck. Run, Tao! I shouted as he set off at full speed.